Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Sober Black Pride, this is our weekly podcast, and there's a lot to talk about. Another high first round pick, another high draft pick released, a new wide receiver, an upset loss, a big game against Kansas City, playoffs still there, lots to talk about. Let's get going. Appreciate you having me. This is Bill Williamson. This is Sober Black Pride. Damon Arnette, Monday morning, cut by the Raiders after a social media post video was surfaced during the weekend of him brandishing a firearm and threatening to kill an unknown person. And there's also some recent lawsuits, one stemming from reportedly with a parking lot attendant at a Las Vegas hotel casino, and another from an October 2020 accident right by the team's facility. Ian Rapoport of the NFL media reported that he crashed 4 rental cars last year in a month's time. So a lot of issues. He's cut. Bottom line is that after the Henry Ruggs situation last week, which of course he was charged with a DUI resulting in death from a crash a week ago. And we all know he's no longer a Raider. The Raiders cut him that night. We talk he's no longer a Raider. We knew he wasn't going to be a Raider in some form. I mean, he faces over 40 years in prison. Who knows what's going to happen to him? But he's no longer a Raider. So it is stunning that the Raiders had a number 12 and number 19 picks 18 months ago. And these guys are no longer on the team because of off-field issues. And John Gruden is no longer there. Mike Mayock was his drafting lieutenant, top lieutenant. Always, often, publicly congratulated themselves on the character of the guys they drafted. And they have drafted some and signed some character guys. They have. But this is a stunning example of the other way. Top 19 picks gone within 18 months for off-field issues. That's a problem. And John Gruden's not there to blame anymore. John Gruden was the main guy. Mike helped him with drafting. I think Mike had some drafting influence, but Gruden was a big influence in the draft. But Mayock was there. He's the only one there that take the heat. And, you know, at the owners' meetings last month, Mark Davis was asked about his future, and he basically didn't want to talk about the future. He said he's my guy right now, if you read between the lines. And so there's no sure thing that he's going to be there. And, I mean, this is if he wants to get rid of Mayock, if Davis wants to get rid of Mayock, there's some really damning things here. You can't, I mean, that was supposed to be a franchise-changing draft, right? You have 5 picks in the top 3 rounds and with Ruggs and Arnette and Terry Muse and Bowden. Only Bryan Edwards remains. And he could be good. Let's face it on Bryan Edwards. He can be good, and he's made some big plays. But what does he have, 29 catches in, you know, 20 games or something? He has been really good in overtime and fourth quarter, and that's certainly something a time you want guys to be good. But he disappeared against the Giants, and he's disappeared a lot. Again, he can be good, but he hasn't proven to be a Pro Bowl player yet. But I sometimes think that he has, and he still has work to do, but he has potential. But just to get him, John Simpson, and Amika Robertson, who doesn't play right now, that's a bad draft in his second year. Arnette on the field, Arnette in theory is a bigger loss than what he is because he hasn't been good on the field. And maybe they go get a cornerback next year because Casey Hayward's just on a 1-year deal. You know, maybe they go get another cornerback in the early in the draft. Maybe they get another receiver. They got DeSean Jackson. News, I'm telling you. So, you know, I've covered the NFL a long time. I don't remember a team agreeing to terms to a player like an hour after a game. That was the case Sunday. DeSean Jackson, he's there. He should play against Kansas City. Look it, he has 8 catches this year, not much, but those 8 catches are 27.6 average. So he can stretch the field. And the Raiders were desperately missing that on Sunday. Because Ruggs was a complimentary guy to he was an ensemble piece to that offense, which a lot of guys are in the passing game. A lot of those guys are. And they missed that. And Jackson will give it to him. Jackson's going to be 35 next month. He has shown decline. He's only had 30-something catches since the start of the 2019 season. That's a pretty long, big sample size of a guy who's not producing as much as he used to. But he can help this team. And to have him in the offense and as a threat, that opens up the Raiders' playbook, and it's going to help. And he will make some big plays. Maybe not as many as Ruggs, but Ruggs didn't make a ton, but he made enough this year. Certainly not last year. But Jackson will help. I don't expect miracles, but he'll help. But you know what? There's guys that this team has added this year, Hayward and Perryman on the defense, that I didn't think would make as big impact as they did, and they have. So, you know, we'll see. So far, K.J. Wright and Trufant haven't. Their playing time has kind of fluctuated, and, you know, Trufant's only been a Raider for 2 games, but he played a lot more against the Eagles than before. But so we'll see. I'm bouncing around. I know it. There's just a lot to talk about. And that's when I think these are the more fun, when you can just bounce around and talk. Let's move on again and talk about that game. Do I think that this is the crap, here it comes. It's you know, getting to be mid-November, and the Raiders are going to nosedive again for the 3rd straight year? Not necessarily. Everybody has a stinker game. And a lot of teams had stinker games in Week 9. A lot of teams. Was the Raiders' loss to the Giants worse than the Bills' loss to the Jags? I don't think so. You know, the Cowboys to the Raiders, to the Broncos? I don't think so. So it happens. Crap happens in this league. It's so week to week. That's why it's so exhausting. You know, Derek Carr did not look like a MVP candidate on Sunday when he had 3 turnovers. But he has looked like that multiple times, like an MVP candidate multiple times this season. And I expect him to do the same, maybe as soon as this week against Kansas City. So I'm not really worried that the Raiders are going to go tank. It was a bad, lousy game. There's 11 teams in the AFC with 5 wins or more. So it's a cluster deal. This is a huge game against Kansas City. This is a huge game. It's really a crossroads game. Because if they lose it, they'll be 5-4, and they'll have 2 losses in a row, and all the stresses of this incredible season may come up, and then the reality of the last 2 years where the nose dives, and it can get to them. So, but if they win, you're like, okay, we're 6-3. The Giants game was just a stinker. We're in really good shape in the AFC West. We're in really good shape in the AFC. We got a big lead over Kansas City, and things are really kind of nice. So it's really a crossroads game for them. You know, I think there's some real keys to this game. They got to start better defensively. This is a team that has given up touchdowns on the first drive in the last 3 games, and it resulted in a loss against the Giants. They survived those bad defensive starts against the Broncos and the Eagles. But, you know, the Broncos and the Giants, they're both really bad on their first drives, and they went right down the field. So the Raiders got to have a better defensive start against Kansas City. Kansas City, let's face it, has talent. It's not as good as it was. It's been It's been 9 games, and this team has been all over the place. And it's just, Mahomes doesn't look right. The whole offense doesn't look right. So the Raiders, if they can stop Kansas City on that first drive, it will get in the Chiefs' head, and it will give the Raiders a lot of confidence. So I really think that first defensive drive is important. Whether it's, whoever has the ball. And doesn't it seem like the Raiders have won coin toss after coin toss? I mean, they're on a roll. But I think that's a really big part. Pressure Mahomes. The Raiders won that game in Kansas City last year after losing 8 in a row in Arrowhead. Really because they pressured Mahomes and made him uncomfortable. Well, he's already uncomfortable this year. And the Raiders have a better pass rush this year. So they can really do some damage. They can really do some damage. I want to see the Raiders receivers have better games because this Kansas City defense is beatable, man. They're beatable. Red zone, obviously, 1 out of 6 in the Giants. It killed them. And third down defense. I know the Raiders defense is better, primarily because there's more talent and there's more better pass rusher. That's where it starts. But against the Giants, they had like third and 9, third and 8, third and 7, and the Giants hit them all in the second half. That can't happen against Patrick Mahomes. You got to get him off the field. And the run defense has to be there. The Raiders' run offense has to be there. The more the Raiders can run, the Raiders ran great against the Giants. They keep Mahomes off the field. So those are some real keys to this game. Turnovers. Obviously, the Chiefs have been turnover machines on offense this year. If the Raiders can force them to do that, I think they can win. I frankly think the Raiders are going to win this game. I frankly have picked the Raiders a lot this year. A lot. And I think they're going to win this game. So there you go. This is Bill Williamson. You take care. Thanks for having me. We got through a lot. We ran through a lot of topics, and it was fun. And let's do it again. You guys be safe. You be happy. I hope you're doing well during all this crazy time. Talk to you soon. I expect to talk to you after a Las Vegas Raiders victory over the Kansas City Chiefs next week. Take care. This is Bill Williamson. See ya.